Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm speaking with James Whistler today. James, why do you all believe in providing all the information you can to your clients up front?
Probably the very short answer is just so they can make the best decision possible for them. Generally our clients don't know anything about their systems or, you know, how to diagnose them or, you know, what's going on. And there's a lot of anxiety in that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when a client has problems in their plumbing or HVAC system, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh my goodness, how much is this going to cost? And, you know, okay, is someone going to take advantage of me? Can I trust the service provider? You know, those are some real quick things that pop into people's heads. And, you know, we feel how we can overcome that is make sure that we're thorough, you know, thorough with a diagnosis, you know, walking through, you know, and making sure we're checking all the points, but also communicating those points to a customer so that they can kind of walk through with us to know how we got to that conclusion. Because without that walkthrough, maybe that question of, am I being taken advantage of, isn't answered. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, just having, you know, options for customers, you know, yes, there's always a replacement option, but there's a repair option too. And sometimes it's easy for service providers that do it every day to go, well, it's in your best interest to replace this. Well, that sounds, you know, okay, how did you get to that conclusion? And you know, do I have other options? You know, so just being thorough in those options to the customer so that they can choose. You know, there's times that we may ask questions, but we might not ask the right question. And so that might lead us to assume something, maybe a need or a want or something that's going to happen in the future for the customer. And, you know, at the end of the day, the homeowner can make the best decision for their home. We as professionals, we can assume some things and we can make recommendations in our professional recommendation, but it really needs to stand in that homeowner's control to make that decision. And, you know, I'll say that buyer's remorse is a real thing. You know, sometimes that gets talked about, you know, even with plumbing, you might, you know, say, I wish I'd have done that instead of this, or, you know, I wish I'd have known about that. You know, those type of things is buyer's remorse. And, you know, not having all the information to make the best decision can sure lead someone down that road. And that's definitely something we want to stay away from with the clients of our organization.
So walk us through a little bit kind of from beginning to end, just the steps of how you're making sure the clients are getting all the information from that very first phone call and setting up that meeting.
Sure. Well, you know, when someone calls into our company, we try to do our best to be upfront with the fee that we have, mm-hmm. and what they can expect out of a service visit. You know, and that's on the phone before we even come to the home. Then when we get to the home, our service personnel, we want them to share with the homeowner what they can expect from the service visit, you know, a little more in detail. And then we go diagnose the problem. And diagnosing the problem is you're going to have a check sheet of, going to have a checklist of things that we're checking. Maybe depending on what type of problem it is what that looks like. But then walking the customer through that diagnosis and saying, okay, this is how we come up to this conclusion, and then writing up options. And we like 3 to 4 options if possible, just so that, you know, and they have different price points and different maybe warranties and those type of things. And then, you know, just allowing the customer to make that best decision. Mm-hmm. And then just keeping them abreast of maybe how we're doing the work, or, you know, how to work the piece of equipment that we've put in, those type of things. You know, all that leads to just making sure that the customer is through the whole process and they understand what's going on in their home.
All right. So if you want to work with a team that's going to be upfront and transparent with you throughout the entire process, you can call Whistler Plumbing and Air at 540-483-9382.